Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And Isaac is not here. So, you know, it's the four of us. We're doing this in the morning. It's currently 10 a.m., which is the earliest we've ever done an episode. But
we all came at 8.
We did. We were here at 8. Then we were waiting for Isaac, but then he got caught up with something, so he couldn't come. So Kayla just woke up from sleeping 2 hours. So if we all sound a little tired or groggy, that's why. But we'll do our best not to show it.
Yes.
Anyways, we thought we'd just talk about anything casual that comes to mind, those casual conversations. You know, like we did another episode that was called Listen When You Need Some Company. So we're going to do like one of those. And also, if my voice sounds kind of shaky or I sound like nervous, I don't know why, but
yeah, you sound a little shaky.
I said it in one episode that sometimes I just get these weird feelings where I just feel like really like nervous or scared. So if I sound scared or nervous, that's why. I don't know why it's happening, but it happens sometimes.
Bless you.
Oh, bless you, Thomas. I know, too late. Anyways, you were talking about dreams, right? And Mark, you're always dreaming of me.
Yeah.
So why? What kind of things do you dream about?
Weird.
It's because I spend a lot of time with you, Gael.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my mind is just used to that, just seeing you everywhere.
I think so.
Yeah.
What are the dreams you have?
Sometimes it's just going to the gym.
Really?
Yeah, going to school. Oh, I have a lot of school dreams.
Why? What are they?
No, it's just going through like normal school day.
Oh
yeah,
you're just going through your school day.
Yeah, but other than that, like I can't remember dreams. So
really,
neither.
Do you have any memorable dreams? Do you guys have like those dreams that just stick with you that you've had like 4 years ago, but you can't remember the one you had yesterday?
Yeah, no.
I mean, not 4 years ago.
Like, really?
Like this year, probably.
You don't have any like specific dreams that stuck to you?
Stuck to you
since childhood? Since you were a child.
A child.
No? No, really?
No,
I have a lot.
Tell us one of them.
Specific, maybe two specific dreams that I remember ever since I was a kid. I know there was one where I was at the pool with my mom and my parents and my family, and suddenly an eagle came and snatched me. So the eagle took me away, and I was like, "Mom, help!" As the eagle took me away, and then my dream ended. And then I have this other dream where I'm in a white room. And there's this really big ball chasing me. Like, it's just a completely white room. And it goes on forever. And there's this, like, this huge white ball just coming after me. And I'm just really scared. And then there's this other dream where it's really hard to explain. But it's another, like, nightmare where there's sort of these two huge monsters that are so unbelievably big that it's scary just how big they are, I guess. And that has stuck with me ever since. And those are my three dreams that I keep.
Damn. Do you believe dreams? Do you believe dreams tell something about you?
Oh, what?
Do you believe dreams like could tell something about you that you didn't know?
Maybe like subconscious fears, right?
Right. Like the chasing one. Like maybe you're afraid of something that's going to reach you. Or someone taking you away. Like the eagle. The big monster.
I mean, I don't think I'm scared of eagles taking me away.
I mean, metaphorically.
Yeah, maybe it's a metaphor. Yeah, freedom, exactly, America. Right. I'm scared of America taking me away.
Your freedom.
My free. Wow, dude. if you dig deep.
Mm-hmm. And how about the big ball? Like, you're being chased by a big
maybe
ball.
Maybe I just don't like big balls. You never know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, maybe I'm just scared of being chased by balls.
Oh, I remember having lots of dreams where I would try to scream, but like nothing would come out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you underwater?
Or no, like I would just try to scream and like, I couldn't.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know. Probably someone was chasing me.
She
or
wants
something
to scream.
I probably need help. Okay. Or like I'm trying to run, but I'm just like slow, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah, I hate that feeling.
I don't have those often.
Yeah.
I do know them though.
Wait, what dreams? What kind of dreams?
The ones where you feel like you're punching someone but feel like you can't.
Oh,
you're
punching in slow motion. Like when you're running,
yeah,
but you feel slow or you're like stuck in place.
I can't remember any dreams.
Wow, really?
I know like there were like some dreams that like stuck with me for like a good 3 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of forgot. I don't know, but none sticks with me.
No nightmares either?
Sometimes, yeah, but like barely ever. But the weird thing is like, I never see you guys in there. Like, I see Kayla. But I never see Mark, or and I never see Isaac.
You don't see Gael?
I mean, Gael, I mean, you come and go.
I come and go.
But, I mean, I see Kayla, like, you know, pretty, not frequently, but, you know. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. I just remember faces.
I mean, what happens in the dreams with Kayla?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing her.
Yeah, I've had people tell me that they, like, saw me in their dream.
Yeah.
Just like, whoa, that's kind of cool.
Flattering. I'm always flattered.
No, it's, like, bad dreams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nightmares are scary. They always freak me out. So it feels so, you know, the worst dreams are the ones that you wish were real, but they're not.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
I honestly hate those.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're like having a good day, up. Right? And then you wake up.
It's not real. It's time to go to school. No. Like the dreams, man, where you meet the love so of real. Your life. You're having yes. such a good day. You love them. You're about to kiss, and then you wake up, and you're like, fudge, dude, damn it.
Oh, okay. For some reason, that triggered something.
Oh,
yay.
Because this morning, I was kind of still sleeping when, like, Kayla came. So, you know, I opened the door for her, and then I told her that I had a dream. I had, like, no idea what I was dreaming about. But then, now that you were talking about meaning the love of your life. I didn't mean the love of my life. But I remember sitting right next to a very cute guy. I remember waking up and feeling like bad.
Oh,
like,
did you do something guilty?
Not guilty. Whoa. No, but like I felt upset about something.
Oh.
I remember having this one dream, like from my childhood. I have two dreams that I vividly remember. It's when I drowned. I was in my pool in my grandma's house. And I was in the deep end. And back then, when I was a kid, the deep end was like the most scariest thing to me,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't swim. So I was in the deep end, Kayla, and then I saw like all my family just standing there, like outside, and I could see the top view,
mm-hmm.
and I just see like a whole line of like all my family just
looking down on you,
looking down on mm-hmm. me, and just watching me.
As you drown.
Yeah.
Did you wake up?
I woke up. Yeah, it felt weird. And then for my second dream, I remember. I was at my old apartment complex, and I used to live on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And right in front of my my door is like this huge wall, right? There's a gate that's protecting my family or from me from falling. Well, the gate wasn't there in my dream, and then I fell. And when I fell, I would like be stuck to the wall, and I would just fall down like that. So it would be like little, like, you know how the wall is like spiky too?
Mm-hmm.
So like I would be stick to the wall because of that, and I just remember falling. I don't know why I remember that dream.
You didn't wake up when you fell?
Nah. I hit the floor, and then I don't know, I just live normally fine. After that. that's what I remember.
I remember a dream where I was on top of this huge mountain. It was so high up you could see the clouds underneath you, and I saw a rainbow, and I was trying to reach the rainbow. So I was trying to reach it, and I was on the edge of the cliff, reaching as far as possible. I almost had it, and then I lose my balance, and I start falling. And this dream felt so real, and I just remember thinking, damn, that's it. There's my life. And I just felt so frustrated because I was like, how was I so stupid? Like, there goes my life. I'm done for. I'm dead.
For the rainbow.
Yeah, for the rainbow, because, you know. Mm. And then that's when I woke up, and I was like, whoa.
I think your body's trying to tell you that being gay is the wrong choice.
Ooh, maybe I just wasn't reaching far enough.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of dreams where I die. Or two, at least I remember, where I die and I'm a ghost. And I'm just like, damn it, I died. Like, dude, that sucks. And then, yeah.
Wait, so you dream of what's happening after you died?
Yeah. That I'm a ghost and I'm just watching everyone. And I'm just so frustrated because I'm like, damn it, dude, I'm dead. I can't speak to anyone anymore. I guess I'm just so frustrated by the fact that I'm dead, and it feels real. And it's so it feels so frustrating in that dream. But those are little dreams. I don't know. Some people find them really interesting. A lot of people, surprisingly, have told us to talk about dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of suggestions where they're like, talk about your dreams.
Like our own dreams?
Yeah.
Like our
own and dreams in general. So I guess...
what are they talking about, like...
hopes and aspirations.
Yeah.
No, they're like, talk about any dreams you have. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I could go both ways. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if they enjoy it. Anyways, yesterday was a school dance, the first school dance of the year. How was it?
I really liked it. I had a good time.
I really liked it.
I was so carefree. Like, I really didn't care at that point. Like, I wasn't even thinking about homework or anything.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just trying to have fun.
Exactly. And, like, I was with my close friends, and it was just a good time.
Yeah. All four of us were there, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Girl never actually went into the dance.
Yeah, tell them about
just that at the table. And so a bug.
I came to the dance with Mark, and Mark was like, came all dressed up, you know, ready, like a good fit. Came with the little polo jacket. And I came in a hoodie, these like lounge pants and some sandals, and I brought my book. like as soon as I entered the door and like to check in with like the teachers and like, you know, get a ticket, they were like, a book, sweetie, why are you doing homework right now? I'm like, just for fun. She's like, tell me how that works out then. I'm like, okay. So I go in, I see Kayla Thomas. We're like, hey. And after that, you know how it takes a while until the dance gets started, till it's like nighttime? Because it was 7 p.m. at this point and it didn't really get started till 8 when everybody was in the little pit, I guess, where the music was blasting and then, you know, dancing. I don't know. I just went because I had nothing else to do that day. And I just wanted to, you know, be in the presence of everyone and just kind of just take it all in, really. Just appreciating high school. I think more than now, I'm starting to realize to kind of appreciate every moment. And I thought, like, yeah, like it's almost over. I really need to just go to events and just appreciate it and just enjoy, like, you know, being there.
High school is going by fast.
Yeah.
It's already our third year.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I had fun. I was just reading the entire time, and I'm sure I probably looked really lonely. Because, like, even a teacher came up to me. She was like, why are you studying right now, honey? I'm like, I'm just reading for fun. And then she was like, are your friends here? I'm like, yep, they're over there. And she's like, okay, have fun. I'm like, thank you.
And we told you multiple times.
Yeah, we kept trying to invite you in.
Yeah, we offered and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you got in, though, with your slides. Like, a lot of people would be stepping on your
feet.
Dude,
yeah.
Yeah,
terrible. You guys were stepping on your shoes.
Yeah, that was annoying. A terrible idea.
People
kept shoving. And
then they were...
There were like some big sweaty guys sometimes.
Yeah, and and then they were throwing like water, and that was the most annoying.
Yeah,
part.
Really.
Water, because I would actually
water into
get
the
like,
air,
really
and
wet.
It would just like it soaked my whole shirt. So now it felt like I was all sweaty, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I bumped into you a couple times. I was like, wow, he's really that sweaty.
No, it was water, and I can't other people probably thought I was sweaty, but no, it was just water.
Yeah,
you're just getting.
It was all of. I knew who did it. Like, it was like coming from one person.
Oh yeah, some people were like their hair was like all wet.
Dude, and I
was, like,
no,
oh,
if I was in
God.
There, you know how much I sweat and how easily
I
would have been dripping.
You.
My hair would have been dripping sweat.
Like 30 minutes in and they're like all drenched in sweat.
Doesn't that make it fun though? I think that's pretty fun, the water and stuff.
Oh, no.
Really?
I don't know, because I got most of it.
I don't know. To me, it seems fun.
I like it when they like put the people up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess so. That's cool. Yeah, it seemed really fun. It was really loud, louder than usual, which is what I noticed. Because you could actually feel them, like your heart. Like,
yeah, that's
you know?
What I noticed.
Mark, you said you were kind of scared to go in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I felt more comfortable staying with you during the dance because I was scared to go in the circle.
Mm-hmm. You were like on the outskirts.
Full of people.
Right?
Yeah.
Why?
It took me a while just to get inside. It took me a long time. But once I did get in there, it was fun.
Why were you scared?
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Why were you scared?
Why was I scared?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So I asked myself that, like, why was I scared? Why do I feel scared? And I think it's just because I'm just scared of being embarrassed of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that's it.
Really?
It's just my embarrassment.
So you're just
being
scared?
Embarrassed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why you felt like in the middle you'd be too
I just don't know what I would do.
Oh, because you thought the spotlight would be on you?
Yeah, no.
They make just a circle around you.
Yeah, that sucks.
That it's just like I don't know how to dance. Yeah, I just don't know what I would do. Mm. So I guess that's why.
I feel like you don't need to know how to dance.
Shooting and woeing. You just shoot and then you woe. That's all you got to do. Whoa. Yeah, okay. So here's a pro tip. If you guys are ever in a situation where people want you to dance and they're trying to hype you up and you have no clue what to do, just throw something up in the air and then woe and then shoot. And they will be like, oh, and you literally will be the coolest
person. And then you get out of the circle.
Yeah, and then you get out and that's it. You just like,
and then you let somebody else go.
Yeah, yeah. Something I've noticed is that for girls, it seems when they go in the circle, they're expected to like start twerking and stuff.
Yes, that's why whenever like a guy was behind me, I was aware that like I wasn't gonna do anything, you know, too much because they're behind me. Because I don't know, I see it at the dance too. Like they'll just get behind a girl.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I mean, if she wants to, then by all means. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm always like,
kind of weird.
Who's behind me?
Sometimes I wonder if. If they're doing it because they want to do it, or just because, you know, they're too scared not to do it, since people kind of think that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I don't know.
I thought it was weird. I don't know. It was really fun seeing everyone there, though. I was just kind of like watching them from the outskirts, and just seeing like, I was telling Kayla that it's fun just seeing everyone that you wouldn't usually see. You know, letting themselves
go. It's surprising in a good way. Like I see a side that I would have not seen if they weren't to have gone.
Yeah,
thought and, like, about it. People from other schools went, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. I found that crazy.
I kind of want to do that someday.
Right?
That seems fun.
We might go to the Oxford one.
You? I hear good things about Oxford.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it only A's B?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so we can't go.
I mean, we're forbidden. I don't think so.
We'll be your plus fours.
Cool. Yeah. But it's interesting how you could end up in a very different place, meeting someone completely different. Yeah,
like, all you gotta do is just, oh, hi, what's your name?
Yeah, you just gotta say, hey, what's your name? And you could end up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or you could end up doing. But overall, the dance was fun.
Do you ever think you'll go in the circle? Like,
he said he's going to it next time.
Really?
Yeah. I promise. Honestly, I love that kind of stuff. I really like dances and concerts and music. I like being in the pit where everyone's jumping and it's really hot and there's like chaotic. I like the chaos. It seems like I don't because I'm just like reading and, you know, shy. But sometimes I just don't feel like it because that day I was really tired. I just didn't feel like it. I just wanted to watch. Other days, if I'm feeling like it, I'll do it.
Are you guys going to homecoming?
Yeah.
I told Gael about this. I doubt it.
It's too expensive.
Really?
Yeah. I already went once.
Well, I'm going. So you
have to go.
No, I don't. I didn't go last year.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
It's junior year.
I know, but it's not senior year.
Yeah, but I don't want to go my senior year and say, like, oh, I should have gone last year, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, when is it?
I think September 21st.
Oh, it's close.
Oh, okay. That's actually not.
Isn't it expensive? That's like $30.
Non-ASB is probably 30. I'm not sure, like for sure, you know, so don't take my word for it, but yeah, that should be around the prices. I don't know.
That's not even that bad, to be honest. Honestly, that was kind of
but you don't have to worry about a suit.
Yeah,
I feel like girls have to get like the dress, the shoes.
Yeah, I mean, if you want,
they have to more effort.
Do you have to wear suits?
No.
What do you have to wear?
I wore a button-up. Honestly, I was really active freshman year, now that I think about it.
I know you were in Key Club.
Yeah.
And Pride. That was sophomore year.
Yeah. I was in a lot of clubs. I went to the dances, the football games. I went to homecoming. I went to most events. I was pretty energetic back then. Now I think I just feel a lot less energetic. Honestly. Maybe it's the school. The thing about school dances is that it's kind of, I don't know, I find it a little less fun when it's with people from school. It's weird when you see them after the dance.
What do you mean?
That's only if you do something like that you'll regret or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But I've always found it a little weird. It wouldn't stop me, but it's definitely a factor. Actually, we'll go to more concerts, though. Like, actual concerts. If all of us went together. November 2nd.
I'm ready.
Me too. 21 Pilots concert. If you guys will be there, say hi.
After the dance, I kind of regret not buying the ticket.
Why?
Because I had lots of fun at the dance.
Yeah.
And the dance was just like a little snippet of the concert.
Mm-hmm. Big concerts are really fun. Mm-hmm. I love them.
So, I regret it.
It's just everything's so loud. People are so loud and it's just so chaotic. It's so fun. Yeah. Honestly, I love music and I really want to make music.
Are you going
to
be like singing?
No.
Or like it's like the beat stuff.
I think it'd be fun to just kind of make.
Like the ones that my brother listens to.
No, I wouldn't want to do electronic music or rave music. Kind of like hip hop, you know, like Kendrick Lamar, like Damn.
Oh.
And like XXXTentacion.
You going to rap?
Yeah, I'll rap. If I learn how to rap, I'll rap.
So this week, I planned my first assembly.
Woo. Yay!
It was really stressful because not only is like it's basically like the first official week back, and that's when we get like the homework and everything. And I don't know, cause trying to balance out like this, like the we're trying to balance out the assembly and then all my homework and stuff. It was just not it. Like I have so many like summaries built up from AP art history that I still need to do, and so, but like I don't know, the assembly was really stressful because I only had a week to plan everything.
It's hard. I don't think I could do it. Too much planning.
I think it's just that job.
Yeah, I chose a hard job.
Why?
I don't know. I thought I could handle it, and I don't know. Like, there's people who just they go into ASB and they always take the easy jobs, and it's just so. Not like it doesn't bother me, but just like why are you in ASB if you just, you know, don't want to do anything. But yeah, I just chose it because I thought it would have been like a good job, like a good learning experience. But when I was doing it, like a lot of people were getting like mad, not a lot of people, but like there was like specific individuals who were just getting mad at me, getting me really frustrated. Like, I was trying my best to do everything, trying to come up with solutions. And obviously, I'm going to have mistakes. Like, even though I'm in ASB for, like, 2 years, I guess they just expected too much of me. For me to, like, just know everything off the spot. But I didn't. So, that led to, like, a lot of stress and stuff.
You know, I don't think I ever asked you, but why did you join ASB? What do you like learning from it? Or why do you like it?
I don't know. I just like doing, like, putting something together for everyone to enjoy. Well, because when you're planning it, it's really stressful. And then you don't really, like, you question whether it's, like, worth it. Like, wait, why am I even doing this? But then, like, when the event happens and then you see people really enjoying it and people having fun, then you realize, like, oh, then maybe it is worth it, you know?
I see. That's cool.
It just sucks when, like, people take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, like, because a lot of people think that, like, we don't do anything for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Very big misconception.
So, to wrap this up, we do want to thank our sponsors that have been helping us pay for this podcast and the memberships. It's really helped a lot, and honestly, $1 or $5 helps so much. So, we really appreciate everyone that has helped us. Specifically, a big thank you to Alejandra, Amber, Gabby, Indy, Kiki, Sophia, Joseph, and Zoe. You guys are really helpful, and you really help keep this show going and help us afford to keep making these episodes. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you know, we had a sponsor last episode, which was really helpful in helping us fund this podcast. And I hope you guys found it useful because we really only want to get sponsored by brands that we think you guys would like genuinely like and find helpful. So thank you for being supportive about that. If you want to leave us a review, you could do that on Apple Podcasts. That's really appreciated, and we read all of them. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.